Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sonia Clausen and we're going to talk about a really fun event that's coming up. Good morning to you, Sonia.
Good morning.
Well, this is sort of it's become a traditional event sponsored by the Does, happening this Saturday, I believe. So tell us about it.
Yes, on Saturday, October 30th, from 10 to 3, we will be having a quilt show and bake sale at the venue, and that address is 307 Walnut Street.
And that's been where you've been holding it the last couple years, isn't that correct?
Yes. This will be the third year that we have been there.
Okay. So a quilt show. We're going to see lots of quilts, but tell us a little bit about, I know you haven't seen all of them, but you have some idea about the kinds of quilts that come in.
All sorts of different kinds of quilts come in. We get holiday quilts, you know, Christmas, Halloween.
Huh?
We get bright, cheerful ones, you know. We're hoping for military-looking flags, you know, looking quilts,
uh-huh.
Red, white, and blue. And since it's so close to Veterans Day, we always honor our veterans. And we also get old quilts, you know, from years ago.
And I know you ask people to give a little history and that sort of thing. So if it's an old one, hopefully they have the year and maybe who made it and some background about it.
Yes. We're always hopeful that they know the story behind their quilt.
And sometimes we don't, but we can still appreciate them. And then what about, are there like quilted table runners or other kinds of things besides actual bed quilts?
Yes, we get all sorts of things. We get some wall hangings, we get table runners, just some little things. Last year we had a quilted pig.
A quilted what?
Pig.
That's what I thought you said. Okay. My ears, how fun is that? And I guess that's a part of the fun for you who put it on to see what's going to come in. But for the viewers, you're not going to see the same thing you did last year.
Now, some of them might look the same, but they're probably different.
Yes. And I know, Sonia, you are a quilt maker and have a long history of making quilts. And you've sort of done that again this year, as I understand.
Yes. I've got at least two. I'm hopeful to have three new ones in the show. Plus, we have a quilt raffle going on.
And how do we get involved with that?
Okay. So you could buy tickets. The day of the show, I've been selling a few ahead of time. The tickets are $1 each or 6 for $5, and I made the quilt, and it was actually donated from Donnie Drennan, who won last year.
Oh, how nice. Ah.
Yes.
Pass it on. That's what we're being told is pass it on when something good happens. So that's great. Mm-hmm. And what size is it? What color is it?
It is, it's got bright colors in it. It was a block of the month that I did, and it's very sharp, very pretty.
Mm-hmm. And is it a twin, a queen, a king?
I would say it's a full-size quilt.
Okay, great. So if you have a queen and you use a full quilt, you just put a skirt around it, and it makes a lovely topper. So and I don't know that size. I know some people hang them on the wall, even though they're full size quilts. So lots of options for that. Very good. Okay, so just come and see the show, and you can buy your raffle tickets right there, and then you'll have some good things to eat.
Yes, we're also having a bake sale. The ladies are probably baking this week, and they will have them delivered, and we'll be selling baked goods also.
Okay, get ready for the weekend, or put them in the freezer and get ready for your family get-togethers a little later. Lots of options. And you always have great, great things. So,
yes, we do.
Anything else that you're selling or giving away?
No, but all the money that we make goes to our charities that we donate to every year.
So talk a little bit about those, Sonia.
A few of the charities that we do, of course, with Atlantic Fire Department, we do a RISE. We do a scholarship every year. The lunch programs at the school, Meals on Wheels, and Lifeline are just a few that we do.
So one of the nice things is when people participate, when we come and buy the raffle tickets, and is there a fee at the door?
We have a free will offering
okay.
at the door.
So we know that we really are participating in all of those kinds of things, too, because you can't do it if the rest of us don't participate. So it's it's maybe another pass it on kind of thing that we give our donation and you pass it on to someone else. So tell us a little bit about DOES. Who can join the DOES? How do they join? And what do you do?
Anybody can join the DOES. They just need to talk to someone who is a member. They fill out an application, and once they get accepted, then they can be part of the DOES.
Okay. And do you meet on a regular basis? Are there different kinds of things you can do?
We meet once a month on a Tuesday, the second Tuesday of the month, I do believe. And that's when we meet. And after we have our meeting, if we have any events coming up, they always ask for help. Next month will be the cookie walk. So we'll be busy getting ready. Well, not next month. I guess that's in December.
But almost
we'll
next
be doing
month.
That, so. I know.
Yes.
I know.
When you're talking about the quilt show on the 30th, that's almost the next month. So, yeah, time
is
just is racing by. So I want to go back to quilts a little bit because you have been a quilter for a long time. I think I know how you started, but tell me how you got started.
My mother and I actually made a quilt when I was very young, and it was just something that I always thought was so unique that you took all this fabric and then you made something beautiful. And as time progressed, I made a few, and then I also made quilts for the homeless.
Oh, very good. Do you use various fabrics? I know various colors, but like if people give you fabrics, in the old days, people made them out of their discarded clothing, and so you had pieces of somebody's dress. Do you have any, what are your stories about where you get your fabric?
Every year, a group of ladies and I go on a shop hop, and that is an Iowa thing, Iowa shop hop event that happens in June. This year was June through July, and we love to go to different quilt stores, so we go all out, all over, you can go all over the state, but we pick a region, and we go out, and we do our shopping. I also know that down at the quilt store here in town, they have a bunch of beautiful fabric on there.
Mm-hmm. And they can help you out if you want to get started and you don't know where to start.
Absolutely.
They can help you out, too, to learn where you go with that. And you can start pretty simply. I've seen some of those that have teeny little pieces and all kinds of things in them. But you can start pretty simply.
Yes, you can. There are so many different patterns that you can do that is they're called easy patterns. And then as you progress, then you go into intermediate, and then you can do challenging and ultimate challenge.
What's the name of
all different things.
What's the name of a couple of ultimate challenge ones?
Oh, it would be like paper piecing, or it would be, I can't really think of any actual names, but the hand quilting. The hexagon, squares and stuff. Those would be ultimate for me.
Okay. And so you mentioned hand quilting. Many of the quilts now are beautifully made pieces together, but they're machine quilted. And
yes.
And that is very sturdy and lots of patterns to choose from. But hand quilting is, again, a long tradition passed on. We used to have some churches that did that. Do you know anybody now that does hand quilting?
I know a couple ladies in town that still do the hand quilting.
Interesting.
And I know a couple churches do, too.
Okay, so. Okay. So, Sonia, remind us about the quilt show. Time, place, date.
The quilt show is October 30th from 10 to 3 at the venue, which is at 307 Walnut Street. If you have any quilts that you would like to put in the quilt show, you still have time until this Thursday, the 28th. You just have to take them down to the local quilt store, something for you, and drop them off, and Cindy and Katie will help them.
All right. Thank you so much for visiting with us, Sonia Clausen, and we'll see you at the quilt show. Until next time, here's a thought. Good relationships keep us happier and healthier.